We talked about hungering and thirsting yesterday, character and behaviour, how we conduct ourselves leading to influence and an effect on the people around us and the situations around us. So, what are you apologising to God for right now? That is the result of the hunger and thirst. It's what God is doing in you to make you more like himself. That's his goal, conforming you to the image of his son in order that you might be a fit companion for him throughout eternity. As we become more God-conscious rather than self-conscious, we find that we're apologising more frequently to God for our thoughts and behaviours. Oh, here I go again, Lord, sorry. Have you ever done that? Character and conduct. What's happening is that you're becoming more aware of the sinful nature that still seeks its own within you, and you are developing a hunger and thirst not to be like that anymore. You're putting that thing to death. We discover we cannot excuse our old nature by calling it being human. We are taking responsibility for our own spiritual progress. How the Spirit and the Word find us out, there's no hiding place. What we are experiencing is the way these beautiful beatitudes build on one another. When God has shown us something, he loves to make it real in our experience. And that is spelled P-A-I-N-F-U-L, painful, death on the instalment plan. We discover we are blessed, happy and joyful if we are more aware of our spiritual poverty as the Holy Spirit begins to make real in our experience what his infilling means. We begin to mourn as we see what darkness we've tolerated in our own hearts and lives, and that leads us to start apologising to God for not being more like Christ in our thought life and behaviours. Change is here to stay, guys. Blessed, happy indeed are we if we begin now to actually hunger and thirst for more Christ-likeness in our lives, to desire it, to actively seek after it. Not an outward show, but an inward transformation. The seeking heart, the captivated heart, the heart's desire now to please him above all else. Walking with him, aware of his indwelling, becoming ever increasingly sensitive to the nuances of the Holy Spirit and his voice. You know what's coming next. How's it working out for you?